Quick Dvar Torah about Purim cotton. It's an amazing thing about Purim itself that it's even in a regular year, it's a double holiday. We have Purim, we have Shushan Purim. So, very apropos to discuss this on Shushan Purim cotton. So, amazing thing, discussing what Esther wanted, when she asked for Shushan Purim. You know, say Gamachal Yehudim. Why? They already killed 75,000 people the day before. One more day for Shushan. Right? So very interesting. It's a Yinasin Gam Machar La Yehudim. Tomorrow. Not Odyom. Machar. Right? So this is written in Sfarim. I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, that, Machar is future. Right? And Chazal also used this term always. Hayom La Sosam U Machar Kausam. Machar means in the future, meaning in Olam Abba. Right? There's a, in our struggle against evil, there's two things. There's survival, make sure you survive. But then there's something more than that, not just to survive, right? But to be victorious and to capture the evil and convert the evil into good. So there's to survive it, that it doesn't destroy you. But that's not enough. We want to change the world. Not just survive the evil, but change the world and remove the evil from the world, right? And that's really the duality that there is in destiny, right? That aside from the fact that every generation has to have its chance to earn Olam Haba and to withstand challenges and to survive their challenges, overcome their challenges, but there's something else that every generation is going to add another level of making the world evolve to a world that has no evil in it. And in that, all the generations are actually connected. Each one adds another level. Mitzad survival, every generation's on its own. Right? There's mitzad, the cumulative effort of how all the generations add up. Each one relieved, was mesir or certain ra, and until between all the generations combined, you get rid of all the evil in the world. Right, Esther was saying, right? It says the Apostle says, "Mochama Lashem ba'amalek midor dor." We have to put up with this jerk in every single generation. Lashem ba'amalek midor dor.
Right, Esther. Who was he in the past?
What?
Who was he in the past? Hitler.
Anyway, every generation has the, but it's not just the pshat that every generation has to survive. Right, but every generation should overcome him and push the world forward. That at the end of all the doors, besof kol doors, mochama shem amalek midor dor, besof kol doors, there should be no evil left. No evil left in the world, and the world becomes a makom kulo tov, which is in effect, making the world into olam haba. Olam hazeh is tov and ra, are equally weighted. Olam haba is kulo tov belira. And we need that in the midor dor, right? Every door should do its part to remove the ra from the world. Not just survive the ra, but every door, and inside that, all the doors are a cumulative effort to remove the ra from reality. Right? So that's what Esther was saying. Another Purim for the sake of tomorrow, for the sake of Mohar, right? Because it's not enough that we survived. I want to push the world forward for the sake of Mohar, for the sake of the future, for the sake of destiny. And that's the end of Shushan Purim. That there's the Purim of tomorrow. Machar LaYehudim, that, it's not just surviving, but, moving the world forward in its metamorphosis to become a world of Kulo Tov Beli Ra Klal.
So basically what you wanted to do is get rid of more evil for the future.
For the sake of the future, even though it was just the amount of people that they killed on the second day was negligible compared to what they killed. It was only one place. But it's like, for the sake of moving the world forward. Right? Moving the world forward. Right? And that's a special and that's really the difference between Purim and Pesach, Purim, seemingly the world didn't move forward on the surface level. Lemarit Ayin. You know why? Because why don't we say Halom Purim? Akati Abid Achashverosh. We're still slaves of Achashverosh. Nothing changed. We survived, but you know, we're still slaves of Achashverosh. The world is seemingly the same world that it was. We just survived the crisis. Right? Shushan Purim is about getting a little taste of it's not the same. The world's not the same. We've moved the world forward. Right? Pesach, as opposed to Pesach is, everything, it was a game changer. Amisol were slaves, now we're a free and independent nation. Right? With a free independent nation, and we became the Na'am that's going to be Makabal Atara. Pesach was a game changer. Purim on the surface wasn't a game changer. It was survival. And that's what Shushan Purim's about. That no, it's not just about survival. We're pushing the world forward to the world of tomorrow, to the world of Mocher Lekabel Scharim, but it's still all very much behester. Right? But the, now the Kayadua, the big, big problem which gives room to the Ra is that there's a gap in reality. You know what that gap is? That gap is the difference between the lunar cycle and the solar cycle. What's called Miut HaYareach. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitigated the moon. Right? The moon is what lights up the night. Gets rid of the darkness. Right? Gets rid of the darkness of night. Lights up the night. The darkness is Ra. The moon was mitigated. It doesn't shine as brightly as the sun. The mitigation of the moon gives, that's why the night, even when there's a full moon, night's still dark compared to the day, right? And that's the time of Golus, is the Navi calls it the old times of Golus, and Tzaras is dark, nighttime. Because even though the moon shines to light up the darkness, it doesn't shine bright enough. The Miut HaLevana, the Miut HaYareach, is what gave room for Ra to exist. We're trying to dispel that Ra. And that's why Am Yisrael counts by the moon, and we're trying, and it's all about, building up a light that will dispel the darkness. During the day, there's no darkness whatsoever. We have to build up a light. And that's where we dive in, by Kirshavar, Yoravana Korachama. That's what the Navi says, also, Yoravana Korachama. That represents there won't be darkness in the world, there won't be any evil. If the moon shines by the sun, you got rid of the darkness, you got rid of the evil. Just like the moon was mitigated in size, its cycle became shorter. The lunar year is 11 days shorter than the solar year, right?
What's the purpose of the stars in that theory?
Okay, what's the purpose of stars? They're part of the moon's armies. Yes, that's why the stars are... Matzdikia rabin kekochavim lolam vaed. Whatever. I'll talk about another time. Stars a little bit more. But let's put it this way: the stars, they work for the moon, but it's still not enough. And now, just like the moon got smaller in size, its cycle got shorter. And in that, by Pesach, we have to shomer schar shav. We have to make sure that the month of Nisan always remain in the spring. Right? It's a very big inyan. That's the big equalizer. The big equalizer. Because during this month of Aviv, right? Well, if you keep it in the spring, so it's exactly 12 days, 12 hours. I mean to say, the light and darkness are equally, 12 hours each. But you have to, we don't want Pesach to sink into the winter, right? When the nights are long and the days are short, right? Representing as if there's more evil in the world than there is good. Right? Shomer Schar Shaviv, the tikkun of Pesach has to, stay, keep the world at its equilibrium. Right? Now the month of Adar, right, is the month of Ibur. It's very interesting. Right? That, to keep Pesach in the spring, that shouldn't sink into the winter. Right? Shouldn't sink into darkness. Right, the month of Adar does that by doubling the Adar.
Yeah.
So an amazing thing, the Goyin says this, that the lunar cycle becomes the new year on Rosh Hashanah, right? But the solar cycle is 10 days longer. So when's the new year on the solar cycle? On Yom Kippur, and 10 days later, right? Mm-hmm. And what's in between? Aseres Yemei Tshuva, right? Because there's evil in the world. We get rid of the evil by doing tshuva, right? And it ends with Yom Kippurim, the Yom which is Kippurim, right? Right? Says the Goyim, three sets of Aser Simei Tshuva are the 30 days of Adar Sheni. It's built every 30 years a leap year. It's three sets of Aser Simei Tshuva make Adar Sheni, and that's the grand equalizer, getting the moon to catch up to the sun. Equalize that gap that's caused by Miut HaLevana should be closed, closing that gap which gives room for evil to exist. So that's what we do every year in small during Aser Simei Tshuva, culminates with Yom Kippur, right? And but in the global sense, that's Adar Sheni. After three sets of Aser Simei Tshuva, those are the 30 days of Adar Sheni that equalize the lunar cycle. It's every third year, at least. Oh. Sometimes it's
double. 2 years in a row. No,
it's never 2 years in a row. Sometimes it's every other year. Sometimes it's always every third year, right? Okay. Sometimes every other year because it's not enough, right? And that's the beginning of Soda Ibur. You know, closing the two tracks, merging the two tracks, like a woman who's pregnant. Ibur, the two tracks, her and her son are all together in unison, like a Muberes, right? The two tracks are in unison. Right, so you know the month of Adar, right, is especially Mesugal the Mechias HaMolek. The fact that it becomes the Chodesh HaIbur is that is how it, you know, it also, you know, not just survives but moves evil out of the world by closing the gap between the Levana and the Chama. The Miut HaLevana is what gives room for the darkness, closing that gap. Right. And that's the midah of Yosef. All right, Yosef, from Yosef we have, you know, see two things. Yosef survived all the nisyonos of Mitzrayim. And nisyonos, it was Omer ben Nisayon, he survived. And he had one son called Menashe, and he had another son called Ephraim. Like he finally came back, he did not only did he survive, but he also thrived, he blossomed. Right? From Yosef's side, we get survival, but we also get the ability to triumph. Ki Efraniel ki in Baratonia, even was fruitful. Mm-hmm. Right? That's connected, you know, Yoshua and Gidon. Gidon came from Menashe, and Yoshua came from Ephraim. Right? And, you know, and just like Yosef broke up into two Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. Right? So also Chodesh Adar, sometimes it's 1 month, sometimes it's 2 months, connected Yosef. That's why by Yosef there's an allusion to the Nes of Purim. Right, that Binyamin went out with five Khalifa smolas. So it was a remes to Mordechai. That's Mordechai was a descendant. So Mordechai Yosef Bush Machos, five things are counted. Yosef already dropped a hint to Purim on Binyamin, because giving five garments, because Mordechai went out for Machashor, five garments. Mordechai Yosef Neamach, so five things are enumerated. What he was wearing and how
the five things of
the Binyamin. No, it says Chamesh Chalifot Smalot. You got five changes of clothes. Right? Alluding to, or Yosef in Mitzrayim alludes to Purim. Right? Because Yosef, you know, he's our koch of survival and ghost, but he doesn't just survive, he also thrives. And that's really the real tikkun for evil, is to get double. One connected survival, and the other one, you know, to get paid, you know, for all the pain that you went through. Because to survive alone, that's nice, but that sucks, because you still suffered. You still went through it all. You know, what do you get for the pain and the trauma? So that's be kayful. And that's fair compensation. If it's kayful, double. The survival plus getting something for all your pain. And that's why the nechama has to be kayful. The nechama, the Besor, Akiva Nichamtano, his own Nachamu Ami, Kefo. It's be double. You have to, A, you know, survive the bad, but that alone is not a Nechama. Nechama is that I also see how the bad, it was all for my good. You turn the situation on its head. Person, you know, has something stolen from him, he has to get paid back Kefo. One is the thing itself, they didn't lose it, it survived. And the other one is for all the pain. Got a Kefo. Right? Kefo. And that's the month of Adar. Month of Adar, we survived. It was the furthest month away from Nisan. this is the first one, this is the 12th month, is Zema, we survived, right? But then there's also that not only we survived, but we flourish. And we didn't just survive, but we actually were victorious, and we vanquished the evil on a certain level. There's still work for future generations, but it's not just that we survived, but we actually vanquished it on a certain level.
So that's right? Why we're having this gathering tonight.
Yes. So now so it comes out that Purim Kun and Purim Gadol is actually in the big picture, sort of what you know what Purim and Shushan Purim are. Right, but this year the tikkun's even greater. During the Shnasa Ibur, it's a year where we're mamish metakin the ra, mamish moving the universe forward. Right, so now you would have thought that Purim should be, right, in the first month because Rizim Makdimin, you know, it's the real.
The extra month is the second month.
Right.
So we should do it on the one that we always do it on.
Yeah. So Gemara says, sort of, mismach gula legula difa, to keep it closer, to put the two, because on this year, Purim is taka dome to Pesach. Just like, you know, Pesach was a game changer, and Purim on the surface doesn't look like a game changer. Because Akati Avdiyah was still Avarim of Achasher, that's why we don't say, oh. But on this year, a special tikkun of the Shnata Ibor, Mismach gula legula difa, the svar of keep the gulas, the two gula, the gula of Purim, and the gula of Pesach, close together, because this year Purim more resembles Pesach.
Every Ibur Shana.
That's right. It's a higher level than this year. We're closing the gap between the moon and the sun, right? We're mamish, not just surviving the evil, we're converting the evil into good. We're conquering it, right? That's the kefil. That's a special kefil. That the kefil is generally hidden. It's very hidden. Yeah, that's why we count Yosef as one. But there's some years where we see it, Menashe and Ephraim, like this year, 13 months, the month of Adar Kinyan Yosef, how Yosef prayed too, that you get it plus Kefil. That not only did you make it through, you didn't lose anything, you didn't lose, but you also gain Ephrani, you get fruitful. So it's alluded to every year with the Purim, Shushan Purim duality. Right? This year it's much more expressed with having the two Adars, right, that is the big equalizer that makes up for miut halavana that allows for the existence of evil by closing the gap between the moon and sun. And this is pshat in the whole name of the Chag. So why is it called Purim? So the Pasuk says, Purim al Shem HaPur. So called Pur. Why is it called Purim? Lashon Rabim. Haman threw one lot. He threw the Pur. He pulled Pur hua goral. Right? So they call Purim al Shem Pur. Why? No. No, because that's the pshat. It's like getting kefil after you were stolen from. And that's what he said. Pur Haman, and we say in the Asherah, Pur Haman nefach lepureinu. His pur became our purim. Purim.
So that also
right?
Explains
that we're not, not only do we just, that's part of the Nafochu, is not just that we survived. But part of the Nafochu is that everything that was bad got converted into good. Wow. Got conquered. That's all in Purim, double. It was poor, he threw a poor. We got Purim. So every year it's alluded to with Purim and Shushan Purim, the Purim of today, of survival, and the Purim of for the sake of destiny, that the world's been moved, Mochar, for the world of tomorrow. But in this year, when it's Shnasa Ibur, the Tikkun is much more amplified. Because this is a year where we're closing the gap between the moon and the sun. Closing the gap that makes darkness, right? Closing that gap. Chachamim yodea itim. You want to try Vashi and try the Chachamim yodea itim. That's the Sanhedrin that knows soda ibur, right? The ibur is all about the soda of being metakin miut hayareach, right? Closing the gap between the moon and the sun, which allows for darkness and allows for ra to exist. So in this year, the tikkun of Purim is so much more amplified. That the month of Adar is not just a month of survival, it's a month of conversion, converting the Ra into Tov. And it's better to keep Purim in the second month closer to Pesach, because in this year, Purim is more Doima to Pesach. It's more overt and begilui how the world is changing. Whereas in a regular year, it's very behester. That's why we wear disguises on Purim. It's all Hester Panim, Hester Matomi 9. But on this year, it's much more begilui. right? How the tikkun is, you know, how the tikkun is, that this year Purim is more like Pesach, a real game changer, right? It's like, you know, Pesach, we got the bits of Kiddush HaChodesh, being Mekadosh the moon, the koach of the moon, which is the koach that dispels the darkness, right? This year, you know, with that koach is amplified. Koach is amplified, that, you know, Shnas Ibur is about closing the gap between the Levar and the Chama. So Purim Katan is still Purim. It's the Purim of survival. The Purim of Shush, of Adar Sheni is on a much higher level. It's the Purim already where it's closer to revelation. Closer to revelation. The fact that Purim really, really is also a game changer is more revealed, you know, in this year. So tonight's Purim is Purim, right? Of a regular year, right? But the celebration is Dafka, you know, Mismach Gula Gula Adifa, because on this year, you know, Purim is more Doma to Pesach. There's more the it's more revealed how we're not just surviving, we're changing the world. That Bechina of Purim is much more Nizgal, and we're also going to show Be'eshem in our Parshas here how the Arba Parshas, how they come out during a regular and how they come out during a Shnat HaYibur, it all runs parallel to this idea that during this year it's on a higher level. The tikkun is, the world is advancing, you know, a leap forward, not just how it advances year in and year out. It's leaping forward. There's a major quantum leap in closing the gap between the good and evil. But tonight is Purim. It's the Purim of, same Kedusha of Purim of a regular year. And the Purim of Adar Sheni is on a higher level, where it's more revealed how it is in Pnimius a game changer, Dome to Pesach.